Hi, friends. I'm so happy to share that I've been invited to have my own show at newrealitytv.com. I can't even describe the excitement. Season one, episode one is out now, and new episodes will be releasing every week. Season one will highlight the art of channeling and will flow through all of the different aspects of connecting in with your guides, the clairsenses, share some behind the scenes from the channeling space, and also bring on some guests so that you can enjoy not only the messages, but if you're interested in the mechanics and the various forms of channeling, who you might be able to channel, and more, then you can join at newrealitytv.com, where you'll find the Spirit and Soul Healing Show. And I would love to hear from you there. You can leave a comment, you can subscribe for notifications, you can leave a heart if you love that episode. So I'm totally stoked, very, very excited to share season one with you. And I'm already feeling season two. So that will be in the future, of course. But I'm here to share that I'm very much appreciative of the opportunity. I'm very grateful for your feedback, for your love, for your support and excitement. Come and join me for season one, episode one, where I share more about my experience and how I started as a channeler. Episode two and three, I will have some guest channelers on. It's just amazing. So look forward to seeing you there. Links below. Welcome to the Spirit and Soul Healing Podcast. I'm Amy Sikarski, Master Energy Therapist, Channeler, Mentor, and Friend. I'm so happy to connect. I hope you enjoy this episode. Hi, everyone. We're here. Welcome to the replay and welcome to the live. I'm Amy. Nicole will be joining in just a minute. And I was chatting with some of our friends and I was saying, we're going to go live today. I'm not sure exactly the time, but here we are. We're live now. So welcome, welcome. And I'm so happy to connect with everybody for this pop-up experience. Nicole will be joining in just a minute. We're going to do some readings today to celebrate channeling. And we have a workshop coming up and we have a class coming up. And it's so fun to be here with everybody and get back in front of the camera, but really, truly to connect with you all. So, okay, here's Nicole. She is at, she's on our Spirit School Magic page. So yeah, girl, just requests to join. There it is. Here we go. Woohoo.
There we go. Hi.
How are you?
Good.
Good. Yay.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm excited. So I was just telling everybody that we have a, well, I didn't say this part. We have a free workshop coming up and it's on May 8th. And we're going to be demonstrating and teaching an introduction into the form of channeling called relay channeling. So we're so excited. We just put an email out today. You can pop over to spiritschoolonline.com if you want to join us. It'll be that evening. And it's an introduction. It's a little mini introduction into our Learn to Channel class, which early bird access starts on May 10th. So our spring cohort is here. We're so, so excited for 2025.
Yeah, cool. So Amy and I have put this course together, this mini course, as an intro and a way to really meet yourself, meet your guides, and tap into that stream of consciousness that everybody's asking about. So like so many soul questions, like who am I? What am I doing on the planet right now? What is my mission? What is my soul family? Who are my soul family, past lives? Like, so when you tap into that stream of consciousness, you can really hone in the specific details and accuracy of your own soul lineage. It's really important to do that, using different chakra points and also going up through the ethers and finding your connection to source energy and just bringing that down and creating the reverberation, like the vibration, creating the words and actually putting it into sound and frequency. So it's super amazing.
Yeah. It's exciting. So, there's so many forms of channeling and it can be advanced, but we're starting out with, I think this one is like in the middle there, because I feel that Probably the easiest form to get started with is oracle cards and then automatic writing. And then you flow into that conscious connection with your team. So the relay channeling is nice. It's when you get the message and then you deliver it either vocally or you can write it out as well. So if you guys want to join, then check out the option there at spiritschoolonline.com. And today we're going to do some readings to highlight this relay channeling. And when you do relay channeling, you can connect in with any source of information. So I'll let you know, Nicole can let you know as well who we're connecting in with or what frequency for your questions. And you can put your questions down in the box. So there's a comment section, which we can do that too, or there's a question section and pick either one. Pick either one. So yeah, and as we're getting started, hi, love and light from Argentina. Hello. Yeah, where's everybody at? So today I'm here in Arkansas. We had all these storms come through. So it feels like really fresh after, you get a nice storm, a nice rain. It feels good today. Bright new energy. How's it for you, Nicole?
So it's humid now because we have hit the summer months of the northeast section of the city or the city, the country. So it's very humid. So I take a shower and I come out and I'm sweating. I'm like, I got the air going and the fan. But it's just, I should be used to that from Texas and Florida. But it's just funny because we were in such a cold streak there that when it finally becomes warm, everything is just super, super humid. But it's beautiful. I am not complaining. I love the heat.
Yeah, it's such a contrast, but you're right. It's nice. We just have to transition into it and acclimate. So I was feeling like maybe bringing through a message for the community, like for everybody, for the collective to start, because I know it's just a pop-up live and not everybody is going to be here. So we'll have quite a few on the replay. And so if you're here on the replay, you might feel that this really resonates with you. Maybe we both can bring something through and highlight different sources of information. So do you want to go first, or would you like me to go first? How are you feeling today?
Yeah, I mean, I can go first. I was channeling a lot this morning already, so I'm already open. So basically, when I channel, if I channel for somebody specific, I'll ask their soul to come forward, or I'll ask their lineage to come forward. And if I'm channeling for myself or getting a stream of consciousness, I will connect in with my guides. I'll connect in with my angels, my loved ones in spirit. But specifically, I tune in to like the angels, the archangels specifically, and I'm just so as I can see, there's like four or five of them, and I'm just seeing who's coming first. And so I have Archangel Gabriel that comes forward, and Archangel Gabriel for me is the voice of God, creation, source energy. That's not a hierarchy, it's just like this voice. And so tapping into that stream of consciousness. Consciousness and asking for a message. So here's the message. So divine conduits, do not fear your own greatness, your own beauty, your power here. Understanding that stepping into your own soul light, your soul energy, is that is what you create here. So never being afraid to be who you truly are. If there is something in your field that you are not aligning with, or something that is not making sense, please understand, dear soul, it is okay to say it. Say it and deliver it in a way that is profound, meaningful, and conscious. Say it in a way that honors both parties and allows everybody to dissipate or disintegrate any kind of ties or lines that were crossed. Meaning, if you're in a relationship, a friendship, a partnership, something that needs to be unraveled. Now, see, because angels talk in a more melody state, melodic state, I kind of bring it down and elongate the verbiage so that humans can understand it. Because if I just talked, when I first started channeling, it was a lot of riddles. And I had to unwind that for people so that it would make sense in their brain, and I would slow down the cadence. Because if I just talked in the riddles all day, if your brain doesn't really work like that, it's not going to make sense to you, and you're going to lose the message. So I'm ad-libbing human words, if it were. Like, I'm ad-libbing what I would want, and since I'm from the northeast section of the country, I make it a little bit more grounded or Philly, I don't know. So it, like, it makes sense, but so all right, so let me go back into that. And basically, Archangel Gabriel is now showing me this beautiful white with gold pearl, mother of pearl. That's how I see this consciousness, and it's very etheric, ethereal. and wings, like you're on the wings of the angels, that you're on the wings of the angels and learning to love again, learning to love yourself, learning to love others, and learning to love how everybody is coming together in this state of affairs, meaning we've just gone through a precipice of major change on the world stage, and now everything is up for discussion again. We're up for finding our own truth, our own happiness, and that which we want to see here. So again, we're deciding on every path and every turn to make the conscious decisions for the betterment of humanity. So if you do not like something here, dear one, so if you do not resonate with, let's say, war, famine, discard, people fighting, theft, whatever it is, make that conscious decision to bring in peace, joy, love, abundance, and holding that line so that others may be healed. Do not rip apart. Do not go further into the construct of war. He's telling me kind of like step out of that and create a line of peace. And that's the vision I'm getting, so that you can move consciousness forward instead of creating more of what you don't want to see here. And the angels always talk like that. Like, do not go into more of which you don't want to see here. So like, if we want to create more abundance, we're not going to go into lack. If we want to create more love, we're not going to go into fear. So you always want to add instead of going into that which you don't want to see here. That's cool. They just keep like saying the same thing over and over again.
Oh, so good. And I love how you were describing how they speak, because I was feeling that. I was like, oh yeah, there, you know, he's really going into this cadence, and that's how the archangels speak. It's so beautiful. So when you stream, it's like, I feel, so there's relay channeling, and then I think it falls into streaming where it just then pours through, and I could feel you doing that. And sometimes I'll do the same thing where I'm like, okay, hold on, let me put this in words, like our, how we speak today, so that the receivers can process the information. It was a really beautiful message. And as you were channeling him through, I could feel the energy shift. I could feel that like humming and that peace come through. So yeah, that's, I think, one thing when we think about delivering messages and bringing through the information, we're also receiving the energy, which can clear us, it can uplift our frequency, and it really turns on the chakras, so it brightens them. And that's our own way of making our connections, is we use our chakras for clarity to discern the information and to then fine tune it, like we're focusing in specific areas. So I love it. You were able to just like pop in and bring it through. Obviously that's what you do. But for our listeners, like, it's so beautiful to be here and receive, because I channel for many people, you know, like that's what Nicole and I do. So it's so nice to be able to just relax and feel it as a receiver here to let that energy flow through. Yeah, that was beautiful. So I'll tune in as well. And then you guys, hi, everybody. I have some new friends. So you can put your questions for a reading in the question mark box. There's a couple in there, or the comment box. And I'm going to bring through a message for the collective. We'll see who wants to come in. And then we'll dive into one-on-one readings. So your personal readings. So, okay. Yeah, I think it's going to be the Council of Light. I was wondering. So I work with the Archangels as well as the Council of Light, and the Council of Light is a broad collective of star beings. So they're here to support humanity. And a lot of them feel like, they'll often tell me, you know, we have a real close connection to many of the light workers who are on Earth right now, because they came in for a specific mission, and they helped as friends and family members on the other side to support us and help us when we're thinking about or planning this incarnation. What are some of the main goals and missions? So they show up for us in that line of, in that line, that thread of consciousness that we're here for. So, okay, so let me tune in. I'm not going to go into physical channeling. That's where my voice changes. I'm just going to do an example, like what Nicole was doing, of relay channeling, but you still might feel that peaceful essence come in or recognize the cadence and their personality. So, okay. So firstly, they're coming through, and there's a member of Sirius B. And so, the starseed aspect of Sirius B, and then we have Arcturians, Pleiadians, and Andromedans. So that's a collective group, but we have spokespeople. So they're saying, hello and greetings, dear friends. We're happy to be here with you today. We're happy and really joyful to make this connection. What a delight. The messages that we feel in our heart and that we share with others are saying as humans, I'm translating, are expanding and rippling through time and space. You're all here for a purpose and a reason at the exact moment of time and in the exact space on the earth for a divine, they're saying a divine rite. It's a rite of passage. It's a rite of passage for us, but it's also like this rite of commitment that we are finalizing this desire from our heart and our mind and this commitment to be here. Some of us will be traveling, they say. You'll be traveling. You'll feel that call within your body, within your heart to make a move or to take a trip or do a long extended stay somewhere. And this is because the earth needs your information. And when they say that, I'm seeing light codes. They need your light. They need the information. As a channeler and as a vessel, we all are here to anchor and hold and harness these new frequencies and codes on earth. Many of you are acting as a bridge of light. You're allowing these frequencies to come through, and you may feel at times that you're lost or displaced and in limbo because you're in that transitionary space where you are actively creating a bridge between dimensions. So please know you're not alone. There are many others who are here with you. It can be confusing until you begin to remember. And as you listen to your heart's calling and desires, you calm the fears of the physical body. You invite in the light of God to be with you, then you will know that you're in that peaceful state and you're acting as a member of this light, of this community, of these light working warriors that are here on earth. And so this is a message from the Council of Light. They're showing me the month of May, which we're in. So June, July, August is a nice phase of energy that's coming through. It's like rolling through. So go with the flow. This will be a time of uplift for us. It'll be a time of expansion for many of us. And they're piggybacking on the message that Nicole channeled in about kind of tying up loose ends. So we're cleaning up the past. We're tying up those loose ends so we all can come together for the next phase of this ascension. And we're the forerunners. They're saying you are the forerunners here. So you're at the head of it, like you're at the beginning of this information and how it affects you, so that when you work with others, you're going to say, yeah, I know. I got you. I just went through that. Let me share what worked for me. And it's a way that we can all communicate and not feel that we're alone in this process. So that's from the Council of Light. They're stepping back just a tiny bit. And then we also have Archangel Jeremiel showing up really strong. He's the angel for transitions. So if you like to work with the archangels, you might feel him come around or feel a desire to call him in. So we have Michael as well. So I love it. We have Sandalphon, Gabriel, Michael, we have Jeremiel and Ariel. That's like right here in the stream of consciousness today. So thank you, everyone. Yeah. And I'm so excited to have you guys here and to dive into the questions. So welcome, welcome.
Yeah, that was really amazing. I love when star beings come in because it's like, I feel like my hair and my head tingle. Like, you know what I mean? Like, it's like all these little tinglies and I'm like, oh my God, they're working on my brain, man.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Yeah. I was kind of like, oh, this is cool. The Syrians are here because they, as far as I've remembered, they're not a part of my soul lineage that I am aware of. So when they come in, I'm like, oh, we're definitely here for somebody in the group. And I think that's so cool because I'm like, awesome. Welcome, guys. I don't interact with them as much as like my team. So it's really cool. Yeah. Yeah.
Perfect. All right. Well, you guys can put in your questions. I think Damaris has one. So, hey girl, I'm going to put that because I can just see hers. It says, I've definitely been moving around. I've been raising the frequency of really dense energies. Yeah. I feel like I see that for you and for many other beings of light who are choosing to use their gifts for the betterment of humanity. It's kind of like we're getting sent into these darker spaces, which always happens to us, right? Like the first line of defense. Sometimes you just be sitting in your home and doing it. You don't have to necessarily be anywhere. But I do find, especially if like for you, they're just saying like relationships, friendships, like going into these spaces that need cleaning up. So like coming into oneness, or knowing what your truth is, like, right, oneness, connection to God, source, energy, goddess, light, understanding what that is, and then moving into the space of when I'm around other people, do they bring me joy or are they bringing me down? And I hate to say it like that because we love humanity, but lately, the angels have been teaching me, like, where is the energy being reciprocated? And I feel like that's a message for you too. Like, we have to look at the energy and the reciprocal energy. Am I giving more into this relationship than I'm receiving? And when I go around these people, do I feel drained more than I feel lifted up? Like, you know, there's things in life that we go through as friends and family and soul family, and we lift each other up. But it should never feel like draining and like that you're in a bad mood after speaking to this person, or, you know, because then that tells me they're pulling on your light more than they're giving back. And that's an unyoked or unequal relationship. So we always want to make sure that our relationships are symbiotic and reciprocal, and that the energy is giving and receiving, or then quite frankly, you're just being used. And that's a whole nother topic. But they're just telling me to have you look at that with your relationships and people that maybe are adding to your life or taking away from it, and just kind of cut ties where necessary.
I love it. I have to share. This is so perfect. I just put a post up on Raise a Vibe Tribe about that. It's almost the exact same quote, girl. I was called to put it up today. So, and I know you didn't see it because we were both getting ready and talking. I'm like, oh, this must be a theme. Because it came through for both of us to deliver that message. So thank you so much, Damaris, for asking the question and opening that space, because I feel like that's a reminder for so many of us, for sure, especially us healers who really feel that call of our heart. But we can only offer so much, and it's not up to us to fix other people. They have to be open to taking those steps, and we give the guidance and we hold the space for it. So that applies in our personal life as well. So love that. I'm gonna go into the question mark box. Okay, there's one here from Ginny. Hi, Ginny. I would love to receive a message that would like to come through, please. And thank you. Oh, you're welcome. Okay, so, oh, this is interesting, Jenny. I'm feeling like all these star beings come in, and then I feel a collective of beings. This they feel more like traditional spirit guides, we'll say, you know, like angels in that realm. And they're both kind of like pushing, like, no, I want to be here. And I'm like, there's room for everybody. So you have an amazing team, like a bright, bright team for you today. Okay, your star family is helping you activate. They are working with you day and night, especially in dreams or if you go into meditation. And what I see is you're going up the vertical power current into a space realm around the 12th dimension. So you're not really leaving Earth too much, but you're accessing this light information, and it all looks like that cosmic blue. So what they're saying is they are refreshing and reminding, like you're going over plans again of this life and what have you accomplished. And I feel like you're thinking at a soul level, you're like, oh, can I add three more things in here? Like it's like, let's add some more joy and excitement in. And so you're like getting geared up for that is what I'm feeling. And that's from your light working cosmic star family, these beings here. And they're also showing me as if it were like a UFO and you shoot across the world and everything. And so I personally know you're gonna have some movement. And so but that's what they're showing. You're like, it's gonna be fast, is what they're saying. It's gonna feel like you're fast moving. And I see you going back and forth. So that's from your star family. And then from this beautiful being of light, there's this whole other realm here, and they feel more like I mentioned, guides, kind of like guardian angels, and they're a little bit more down to earth, you would say. So they usually, when this collective comes through, what they're sharing is the contrast. They've actually had lives on earth before, and they're here for us to support in that kind of a way. So what they're saying is plant your feet on the ground, let that energy come through, make that connection with Mother Earth. I see bare feet on the ground, and then I also see you washing your feet like in a stream, putting your feet in the water, massaging your feet. And then after you've done that, sitting peacefully in the sun and letting your heart space expand and open up, especially in new locations. So the light codes, they say this is really cool. Like it's the energy of the sun, it's the light of God, it's the sun, it's the soul energy coming through that can come into the heart space. But wherever we are on earth, there's like these filters of dimensions around different communities and locations. So they want you to feel the difference. And when you're moving and going to new places, and feel the similarities and just get like you can get accustomed and flowing into that new vibration and knowing that the energy of spirit is there for you, your team's there for you. And they're also going like this and they're confirming, yes, you are on the right path. So everything for this next year that you've already put into place and into action is divinely guided and timed. So Thank you so much, girl. So nice to channel for you. And then Nicole, you just let me know if you see one or you want me to read one in the question box.
No, I have one. I think it's Elsa or Elsa, Els Bells. 555, triple fives. I see the triple fives, and that's like a girl after my own heart because I love the triple fives. So it says, I have been stepping into channeling. Yeah, it's funny. I'm trying to pronounce a handle, so I'm sure. I have been stepping into channeling new for me. Any information coming through about my adventures and how I've been bringing in and how I have been bringing in spirit to groups and individual connection. Yeah. So let me tap into you. So they're just saying having confidence, like truly knowing, discerning yourself and also spirit. So I teach a lot about this in mediumship, and we also do a section on this in Learn to Channel. Really having that confidence, like when you start your session and you start your group, like you know anything that's coming into your consciousness or into your awareness is for your client and for your people. Like if you've done the setup correctly, the clearing your space, clearing yourself, going in, doing your mantras or whatever, your prayer, like I do prayers and invocations, but they're just saying like discernment, like don't second guess yourself. You're doing an amazing job, and you really truly just get better over time and bring us with you. So they're saying, like, bring us, bring your guides, your angels, your loved ones in spirit, those that you trust on the other side to really guide the way. And they show me like you taking their hand and like just trusting that, knowing that they have your back, that you have a really good spiritual team on the other side that is not going to let you fall. Fail or falter. And hey, girl, like after 15 years, I still get like that once in a while. I understand. But usually it's because you're picking up on somebody in the crowd or you're the nervousness of your client. It's not usually you because you've worked with them for so much. But the angels are coming forward specifically for you and just saying, like, trust us, trust your guides, trust your angels. You know how to do this. You've been doing it for many lifetimes. So although you're just starting in this lifetime, it has transpired and gone back many lifetimes before now. And so just believing in that and knowing that all is real and all is well, they keep saying.
I love that. That feels so comforting. I can feel that peace flow in with the message. Wow, thank you. Okay, so in the chat here, there's or the little question box from KDP. Hi there. Thank you, ladies, for being here. I was looking for any messages or advice that will help me to navigate this new chapter in my life. Thank you. Oh, you're welcome. Let's tune in. Like, I don't even have to say probably, but Jeremy yells here because it's a transition question. But I also feel Lady Nada and Archangel Ariel, and they're kind of moving around. They're fluttering around. It's a feminine divine energy. There's a lot of the way that I would say is that you are flowing more into that receptive state of receiving and not having to push and fight. It's coming, we're transitioning out of that masculine energy to working with spirit to bring us options and let your energy call in those options without having to feel tight, tensed, or forcing it. So that's the first thing that they're sharing is breathe. Just breathe. If you ever feel like, oh, what's going on? Or if you get a couple of hits of information, like you can feel something's coming through, just sit with it, breathe. And then also if you have actual options, again, sit with that and breathe. They want you to take your time making decisions. And then you feel into your heart. You can put your hand on your heart and your abdomen, and you're going to know the yeses. You're going to know, even if it feels like, oh, there's some details, there's some finessing that I need to get clarity on, as far as, let's say, if it's a new job and you're like, oh, well, how will that work with, do I have to move? Like all the details in that way, but you feel in your heart, then ask spirit, okay, help me orchestrate it, let it play out, give me that assistance. And so that would be Archangel Ariel, who can help go through time and space and orchestrate connections and align things up. So if it were a move in that kind of a way, the next example is if you want to start a new career or up level your current position in a job or a location, then Ariel can help you to find courses or classes to give you like an other up level to it. So it would be finessing your skills by enhancing them in specific niches and areas, like little workshops or certification courses is what I'm seeing. So they say you're flowing really beautifully. They're showing me mind, body, spirit, soul. They want you to bring in more fruit, fruit and veggies, nutrition to the physical body. And also I see that light from the sun. So the organic, fresh, raw vegetables for sure is what I'm also getting for you. And then they're showing you journaling things out. So they're saying, look, you're in the flow. You're being guided. In fact, your team is kind of winking. They're like, we're always talking to you. Please like know that we are always talking to you. So I see you journaling. And the next thing I see is a playlist of music. So they're going to speak to you through music and sound harmonies. So be open to those guidances and messages. And for you, you're going to feel it in your heart. And that's how you're going to know that they're around. You're going to feel this peaceful, like inspirational vibration come through and just this, oh, I feel so joyful energy. And that's your team with you. So yes, thank you so much for the question. Hi friends, I hope you are enjoying the podcast. This episode is brought to you in part by my school, spiritschoolonline.com, where I share guided energy sessions, informative group experiences, classes in energy therapy and readings, meditations, and more. If you're looking for a community and support to assist you in your awakening and spiritual practice, I would love to support you. Check out Spirit School today. And you're up next, Nicole.
All right, cool. I have one. I think it's Amaya, Sarah. I'm in my first relationship. I'm 26 and 1 year and a half. Should I really start giving my 101% passion and love in? Well, okay. So it's been a year and a half. I would ask, well, your team's asking, why haven't you given that, you know, like if there's a reservation or if you're holding yourself back. So these are really soul questions. So let me tune into your soul. And I apologize if I said your handle wrong. Just, you know, when you're in channel, like you kind of see things and then, you know, English language doesn't make sense and words don't make sense. So let me see. Yeah. So I feel like the hesitation is there because, you know, it's time to be guarded. Like, I feel like there is that, this is a past life memory coming in from the two of you. And you're really here to work out some different karmic issues. And the trepidation or fear or withholding is really coming in because they hurt you last relationship. And you're just making sure that this person has changed and they really say who they are. Like they really are who they say this lifetime. And so, okay, now I understand because spirit is telling me like, go slow. Like it's okay. Beginning to trust yourself. I do see by January of 2026, you're coming through another, it's either like make it or break it. Like you guys are either like going to go all the way and just, this is it forever and ever, or you're going to drop off and say, I've had enough, you know, but you're just still deciding what to do. Your team is telling me like, definitely go all in. The trepidation and holding back is past life memory. So hop over that, make peace with it and go all in and let's see what happens. So your team is definitely just saying like, go all in and don't hold back. And if we're playing kind of games or we're holding back from somebody we truly love, like that's not cool either. So let's talk about it. Let's make a divine communion, a divine communication as to why we're doing this and move through any kind of fear or hesitation and know what is the right course of action. And so I'll leave that with you. Yep.
So pretty. While you were channeling through the information, they said, I had this dream. So they connected to some of it as like a memory. Yeah. Perfect. So pretty. Okay. So going into the question mark box, that crystal queen, hello, any messages about moving homes or any movement for me coming up? Thank you. Ooh, you know, it's interesting. I look at your energy and I see this like, should I move here? Should I move there? I just see your body like moving and testing out different options and spaces. So they're saying you will be moving. I feel the month of July to August to September. So that time frame. But you're testing out, and they say, okay, yes, they're going to be with you. That actually, there's about three different options that will be for you, and they all have their plus and minuses. They all have their benefits, and then whatever one you end up picking is also going to have like a little challenge for you, but you can get through it. It's a challenge for you at a soul level to be like, okay, let's do this test and see if I learned and I can take the wisdom acquired and really implement it now so we can check that off our list. So whatever comes with the move that feels like, oh man, again, it's just like the final last, okay, let's get this checked off the list. And so this is like really detailed, specific information that you would feel inside as far as like thoughts and emotions about yourself. And this can be as simple, like I've moved so many times. It can be as simple as, oh, I'm so tired of moving boxes. And they're going to be like, okay, what did you learn about this? Like, are you organizing? Is this helping you purge? Are you cleansing your house? Are you putting priorities in place? So there's always this spiritual aspect to it that you can implement. And then they're saying, and it's going to be a breath of fresh air. So I do see a beautiful new reset for you. It's going to happen over the summer. So yes, please know it's coming your way. You're feeling it. And so Michael and Metatron and Jeremy L are here in like a grouping. And then I have Raguel. And they're all confirming and they're saying now's the time to just get everything in place. So donate things, organize things, start packing what you don't need and figuring all of this out, and you'll be ready to go. It'll be smooth sailing. So, congrats and good luck. I'm excited for you. It's always new beginnings. So, yeah, happy to hear that for you. All right, girl, you're up.
Okay, cool. So I'm going to One Earth Wellness. Hello, I'm open to any messages that would like to come through for me at this time. Okay, so, wow. All right, I just saw like this huge open field and a lot of flowers. And, God, really? I mean, I know your handle is like One Earth Wellness, right? Obviously, Mother Earth. So I feel like she is wanting to do workshops with you or bringing through a different something that's never been done before, like how to really work with Mother Earth, whether this is herbs, tinctures, growing things, sustainability. How can we give back to Mother Earth? How can we create products that are actually giving back to Mother Earth instead of taking? And how do we really step into that divine communion with her? So this is more of like a stream of consciousness that's around you and in your aura. That's what I'm reading. And then I also see a bunch of different dimensions that are pouring into you. So like I see you standing in this field, beautiful open field, lots of wild flowers. And they're just like there's beams of sunlight, there's different beams of consciousness coming towards you or different dimensions. So you can pull things from past, present, and future timelines and really figure out what does Mother Earth need? And like listening to her heartbeat, music, dancing, movement. I'm just feeling like connecting all back into Mother Earth and making sure that everything is sustainable. I
Oh, it froze on my end or yours. I don't know. Hi. Oh my gosh, that was so crazy. We're back. It kicked us off. That has not happened in a very long time. So, welcome, everybody. So, we're back, and Nicole will be joining, and hopefully, it'll stay on. Hi. It kicked us off on our live. Of course. So, hi Marae, hi Erica, welcome. We're going to do part two to the live. We're doing readings for everybody. So, let Nicole join. And if you didn't catch the last one, welcome and go ahead and put some questions in. So, we're celebrating channeling, we're highlighting relay channeling and our free workshop that'll come up on May 8 at 8 p.m. Central, or I'm sorry, 8 p.m. Eastern Time. So if you guys are interested, you can go to spiritschoolonline.com and join us there. And then our Learn to Channel cohort for the spring is starting this month as well. So we're like, let's come on and demonstrate and share with you all some live readings. Here's Nicole. Okay, we're gonna bring her back in. One moment here. It always takes just a second to connect. All right, let's see. I don't know. It feels like I'm logged into two different accounts right now. It's giving me all the notifications. Hi. It's so weird how it's doing that. It's asking me as if I'm at the school if I want to accept my own invite.
No.
So you're gonna accept it. Yeah. Technology, girl. So yeah, you were reading for Shannon, One Earth Wellness, and I don't know how far you got before it kicked you off because I just froze and I was like, oh, what's happening?
So crazy. Yeah. So
Yeah.
I'm trying to hold my phone because I think it might be, it's too much energy. So I'm hoping like this, it'll be a little bit better.
I love it. Yeah. So, there's one question in the box. Did you feel like you've completed the message for her?
Yeah, yes and no. Like it felt like it was, there was more to talk about her standing in, like literally standing on Mother Earth and like being reborn again, but also helping p others to do the same. And I mean, I get a, I, the picture I'm getting is like rebirth, like what that looks like, and grounded into Mother Earth, but teaching others how to do it, but meeting people where they're at. So I know sometimes we have protocols. You know, when you channel something, and this is why we're talking about channeling today, you channel in exactly what is needed for that particular soul. So they might be very similar, like prescriptions, I say, like where some, you know, spirit might be like, or, you know, the angels, you need this fruit or that color or this vibration. But when you're doing that as a practitioner or somebody that is working with a collective, it is really fun and interesting to bring in that channeling aspect so you can, it's a complement to your work, so you can learn what exactly that soul needs for their success here on the planet. So that's the message. And I'm sure she's probably already doing this, but they're just confirming that even more, and that you really are doing your soul's work, or the work that you're supposed to be doing as a conscious being on Earth. And they want to congratulate you on that. And so, yes, I will leave that with her.
Awesome. That was for you, Shannon. I saw you just joined, so she's back. We don't know why it kicked us off. That was crazy. So, okay, all righty. I'm gonna go into the question mark box. Hi, hello. okay, so I think this is the Crystal Queen and Damaris girls. Let's see here. Okay, I'll do a quick one because I know we answered. So if anybody else has a question, if not, we're going to read for you both again as well. So the Crystal Queen, yours is popping off to me. Oh my gosh, I can't say homeopathy or gemology for me, or to work with both. Okay, and you say thank you. Yeah. Ooh, they're both really good. There's actually a guide though for gemology. So working with gemstones, I see come in. He looks like this really cool elemental being, all in green with this cute little like hat. He probably doesn't appreciate me calling it cute, but I think it's like, oh, it's a little hat. And so he's here and he's talking about the ancient wisdom and gemstones and not only the beauty and the glamour of it, but he actually appears as if he's in the earth in a cave. So he's talking about the ancient wisdom from Mother Earth and how we can activate our own memories with her and also read the consciousness of the history of Earth by working with rocks and gemstones. So you could do both, but that's the one that's really coming through for you is to lean into that a little bit more. And you will be able to look into classes and information and books and everything, but truly it's going to be you channeling through the messages through clairtangency, and that's holding. So when you hold the stones, then you'll be able to let the information come through. It'll come through in emotions, and then it will come through in flashes of visions for you. So clairsentience, clairempathy, and then that clairvoyant knowing will appear for you. And then he's saying the next thing is like, yeah, cool, I've got all this information. So then what? So then he's saying, then you connect and you ask, okay, how can I assist? You've shared this with me. Is there anything you would like me to do or share with others? And so then it's going to be this co-creation of you creating this deeper relationship with Earth through the stones. So that sounds amazing. That's a really cool question. I'm glad you asked it because they're very specific with the message and the detailed info there. So thank you for the question. All right.
So I just wanted to like bring up a comment because we're both doing it, and since we're talking about channeling, when we get an answer, or I'm sorry, a question, question, and you go to get the answer, that you and I both like, I can tell we get into our heart, Like we connect with our guides or connect with our soul consciousness, and we kind of like turn to the left or turn to the right. It's like a tuning fork. And I often tell people that, like, that's the mechanics and the tech, like technology or the technique of it, is like you're tuning into the vibration where the energy is. So don't be afraid to do the thing that your body wants to do. Like I have students that like yawn a lot, or they will clap or snap or do something, like to bring in the energy. So like that's, you're adjusting your frequency because you're talking to beings that are either off planet in a different dimension or are in spirit. So don't be afraid to like do the thing that's going to get you the information. There's a lot, that's what I keep hearing. But they're like, yeah, you got to mention that because you and Amy are like both doing this. Like where you look off to the side and then you're bringing in information.
Yeah, and I love it because I watched a clip from yesterday's live and you were looking down. And I was like, oh, if somebody just popped in, they're gonna think you're reading it, you know, like just in that moment. No, you're tuned, like you're saying, and sometimes we'll daze off into outer space, but it's like I'm watching a vision at that point. So yeah, oh my gosh, thanks for, just describing that for everyone. So true.
Yeah. So do you have a question? Because I don't have anything on my side. Do
I
you have?
don't have one. Okay, let's
Yeah.
go. Yeah, let's see. Okay, and this will be perfect timing because we have just a few minutes. Like, we didn't want to leave y'all hanging, but we thought, oh, we'll come back on for a second and finish up our, convo and the reading. So this is from Damaris. She says, hi again. Hey, girl. Wondering if there are any messages for me in regards to business or finance and the upcoming 6 months.
Okay, yes, that is me. Okay, great. Because it's funny, before you said it, I just kept hearing business strategy, like strategy, just business strategic planning, getting in there and looking at some investments, but also like I am hearing like you're building your portfolio is even, you might think it's like a small thing, like let's say you're doing workshops and then maybe you're going in with looks like maybe smaller tiered financial learnings. So if you're going to learn about investments or you're going to learn about where to, how to watch your money grow, or if you're getting into crypto or something like that, like something small and entry level, but you're building your portfolio. So it needs to be a little bit of everything is good. And also trusting your guidance, your instincts. August, you have another business venture coming in, and it looks like there's two people with that one. So this would be maybe a three-person partnership where you're bringing something new to Earth. So maybe we're doing a wellness retreat. Maybe we're doing a collective healing. Maybe you're getting in where somebody wants to. I'm also seeing personal retreats with you. They just brought that in, where somebody actually pays for you to be their muse, or I want to say like healing practitioner, or they fly you somewhere. That's all I'm seeing is like you go somewhere, it's like a personal retreat and they're paying you. So that's cool. So structuring the business in a way that's going to be supporting you and not running from it. So we never want to set ourselves up with a way to fail, and we always want to make sure we're doing the right thing. So make sure that all systems are in alignment. Like I just had a meeting with my accountant this morning and yesterday. So like making sure all of that is good. And then legally setting up like the different corporations or LLC or nonprofit or for profit. I think as healers or practitioners, sometimes we run away from those third dimensional constructs. And I have just learned that you don't want to do that. And you literally want to set things up to bring the abundance in. Because if you're going the other way, you're actually telling the abundance it's okay to leave. Like I know some people that are old school that don't, that try to run away from, doing due diligence and what is the right thing, and it never works out. So what I am saying for you is from an angelic frequency, creating a container of wealth and abundance. Like, and so you are telling the universe, I am ready for my wealth. Oh my God, my ears are being blown out. I'm ready for wealth and abundance to come in. Dude, I think that was for everybody. I was like, holy shit, my ears just totally like got blown out.
Girl, it glitched. I was like, are you gonna get kicked off again? Okay, so wink, wink from spirit.
Yeah, for everybody. So you are ready and just set it up like it's a multi-million dollar company. Like if that's what you want, just set it up that way. So I'll leave that with you.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, thank you so much. Well, we have to close, you guys, but that, oh, Damaris said, I literally just posted this. And prior to that, she said, totally 100%. So spot on. So we have to close in a minute, but just want to share, we have our free workshop on the 8th of May, 8 p.m. Eastern time. You can join us by saving your space. So you want to register at spiritschoolonline.com. And then if you're interested in taking it further, our Learn to Channel cohort for spring opens this month. And we're so excited. We have four lives and 40 hours of digital content and a group for you to get consistent like mentoring and make a community connection. So we're excited for that as well. And then I'm just going to share with everybody. So Nicole and I are playing around with this idea about going live on Saturday. We haven't set a time, but Saturday morning on YouTube. So come and join us. I'm going to interview Nicole for my podcast, the Spirit and Soul Healing Podcast. And at the same time, like we're filming for it, we're going to pop into a live. So check us out there if you want. It'll be really fun to just see how that platform works. It'll be kind of a new thing for us. And it's been so amazing connecting with you all. Again, we're probably going to do another live next week here at Instagram and do some more questions. So you can put on notifications and then you'll be notified. It's always kind of in the flow and surprise, surprise. Here we are on a live. So you'll get those live notifications. And yeah, just sharing so much love with y'all, sending so many blessings. Hope you have an awesome weekend. Yes. And talk to you super soon.